Okay, so here in year two at St. Peter's School in Walworth, and we had a bit of a local trip this week. We went out to learn some new ideas. Now, I've got a friend here. Madam, your name is?
Francesca.
And Francesca, where did year two go?
We went to the Cuming Museum.
Yeah, the Cuming Museum, which is very local to us. It's just along the Walworth Road. Now, Francesca, why did Miss Lewis want to take year two to the museum?
Well, I think it's to learn about more about Newmarty and some about history, because we did some of that too.
Yeah, so we had this workshop, this session, that was mainly history-based and a bit of archaeology as well, and some numeracy. So what have we been learning? What does archaeology mean, Francesca?
It means some things, well...
It's to do with, like, finding old objects, yes?
Yeah, from history. You dig up things from places and then you give them to the archaeologists, because they are the ones who dig them up, and then they try to find out what they actually are.
What a perfect explanation. That is spot on. Now, Francesca, what were some of the items that you looked at the Cuming Museum?
Well, we didn't look all the way around it. We only went into this area. And, you see, first of all, we had some worksheets to do.
Okay.
And the first one was called Terrible Teeth, and we had to measure them. We had to measure the teeth, and we don't know which kind of teeth they were, but there were some teeth that looked like they have some pointy things at the bottom, and they have a gap in the middle, and there are quite some of that. And then there's one that looks a bit, and then there's one that looks a curved but straightening sort of tooth, but we don't know what that one was. And then we got E, because we went up in letters from A, B, C, D, E, F, G. But we didn't go all the way to G, we only went to F.
So these teeth, were they human teeth or animal teeth?
Animal teeth.
And how are you measuring them, Francesca? What kind of...
We were using tape measures, but these ones didn't look like the ones that you use in toolkits. These were the ones that just had long.
And then we've been having our results, all the data's been documented. So that's been one activity. Now, what else did we do that was numeracy and also archaeology based, please?
Well, then we did some money, and you see, Miss told us this story, and it was that three objects had got stolen from the museum. I think it's not very real, but then you see, they were in these little boxes, The person sold it to this, I think it's called, this person, and he sold one of the objects, which looks like a beetle, for £4.50, looks like.
Yes.
And the next one, which looks like this pig with horns and a ring around its nose, and it has this kind of thing down its back. He sold it for £6.75. And then this, I think it looks like a Roman coin or something, but it's got a Roman head on it, and he sold it for £2.25.
And then we were doing some sums based around those, so it's all of the many splendid things of the items we can find in the Cuming Museum, and we use those not only to learn about history but also to get some very, very practical maths and numeracy skills as well. Now, we're a bit short on time. I know also you did some sorting work, so we'll just quickly mention that. So we looked at some different items, some artifacts, materials, and we sorted those. And how did we sort them? What kind of categories were they put into?
Well, they were doing shells, stone, metal and bone.
So it's different materials, really, in the way they've been sorted. We are a bit short on time, Francesca, so we'll have to maybe end there.
Okay.
But it's fine. That's a wonderful explanation. So this is all of year two going out to the Cuming Museum, locally here in Walworth, and using all the items there and the archaeology to help us improve our math skills. Perfect. Thank you for your time, Francesca. Bye-bye.